God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you.
Today we are talking about the signs of the end. In our days, almost the whole world believes that we are living in the end time. And also the Bible says that. But some people are not satisfied just to go by faith and believe what the Bible says. So are there any logical, some tangible proofs? Is there any concrete evidence that we really are in the end time?
Yes, there are. If you look around, if you follow the world events and the news, and if you know the Bible, if you know the prophecies, and you analyze the world events and you follow the daily news with the eyes of the prophecies, you see that the Bible prophecies are being fulfilled everywhere and every day.
In this, I think we need some guidance. At least me personally, I do see the world events, but I don't understand much of how can I connect them to the Bible prophecies.
It's not difficult. You just need to study the Bible carefully, and then you need to apply the Bible prophecy on world events. Look, in Matthew 24:3, the disciple asked Jesus, tell us, you know, Jesus was talking about the rapture, the tribulation, etc., his return, and they say, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? So Jesus gave in this chapter a lot of signs, which we are not going to cover very much because we're going to go very briefly because there are many more other signs. Now, today I'm going to give you like a list, a very quick list of all the end time. But if you want to study carefully, then you can write in and we'll send you the recordings or follow our radiowithjesus.com and click and it's all there. So look, the first three signs I counted here and I came up with the great number of 39 signs. There are 39 signs of the end. All right. So the first sign are in the, Jesus said, Luke 21, verse 25, he said, there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars. Now, if you connect with NASA, we can give you the address. If you write on our radio, we send you the internet address. NASA said that there has been a lot of solar activity, which will become more and more increasingly and will really explode in 2012. And then there was a man on the moon, and then also the eclipse is coming. And there shall be, and there are signs in the stars, like you know, there are galaxies they just discovered. Besides the Southern Cross constellation, which is across the south of our planet, and the Northern Cross constellation, which is another cross in the north of them. The God put two crosses, one south and one north. That's two signs, which these have been around. But there have been some new, like the Whirlpool galaxy, and the Einstein Cross galaxy. The both galaxies, they show a cross in the middle. So there are crosses everywhere in the stars, okay? Plus, there is another one that appeared, is the Crown of Thorns galaxy. So if you look at these pictures, you can go to the internet and check. It's the gospel. The next sign is the UFO, the aliens. So like it says in Revelation 12, the devil and his angel be cast out from heaven and will come into the earth. It says in Revelation chapter 12. Well, it could be that the devil and his angel are going to show up pretending they're aliens from another dimension, another civilization, to quote-unquote to bring peace on the earth. In fact, so anyway, we get more deeper into this in a separate teaching, which you can connect to our radio and listen. Now I'm just going to give you the list.
No,
okay?
That's very good. I'm sure that at least even me listening to these events and these messages, I have so many questions about each one of them. So we do encourage you either to write in and we send you the recordings or to follow on our radio page the detailed explanation of each of the signs.
Okay, so it was prophesied in the Bible, Matthew 24:10, and 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 5, Luke 18, verse 8, is like that there was going to be a Christian apostasy, it was prophesied. And this you can see around in the world news, it's actually being fulfilled. Then it was prophesied in Isaiah 66:8, a nation be born at once, in one day. Well, it's happened. On May 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation, another sign of the time. In Revelation 13, verse 3 to 9, it talks about the Antichrist, the beast, controlling the whole world. Well, now all the main world's politicians are pushing for what they call a new world order. They call it globalization. And this is another prophecy fulfilled. And then what else? The Muslim world, 1 billion people, they are announcing the soon coming of the great Mahdi, the 12 Imam, the 12 in line after Muhammad. And they say that he's going to bring a peace on earth for 7 years, they say. And this goes exactly with Daniel 9:27, there's going to be a covenant for 7 years. Only in our Bible is the Antichrist. They think he's a form of Christ.
That's amazing.
You see, and that's another sign of the end, that the Muslims are expecting a guy that brings 7 years of peace. Look at Daniel 9:27. That's exactly what the Bible says, with a little difference, is the Antichrist. The next sign that it says in Luke 21:20 that Jerusalem shall be compassed, surrounded by army. Zechariah 12:3 prophesied that the day of the Lord, Jerusalem shall be a burdensome stone for all people. Well, look today. If you look on the map, look, you have a map right here. Can you see this map?
Yes, I do.
Israel is completely surrounded by Muslim nation from Morocco all the way to Pakistan. All right. Like it was prophesied in Daniel chapter 7 that from the fourth beast representing Rome, there was going to be 10 horns, 10 nations uniting, taking over the world. This is happening. Europe got together, all right, and they got together and they're going to take over the world. That's going to be the foundation of the Antichrist. Boy, interesting. Next sign, in Daniel 11:20, it was prophesied that a raiser of taxes was going to collect taxes all over the world, but in a few days will be destroyed, nor in anger nor in battle. Who's collecting taxes? IMF, International Banking. Everybody understands that soon there's going to be a financial crash, and we don't need to convince anybody. And that's exactly what it says, Daniel 11:20. Within a few days it will be destroyed, nor in anger nor in battle. Why not? Because it's a financial crash, it's not a war. One more prophecy fulfilled. What's next? In Daniel 11:20-21, Daniel 7:24, etc., the Antichrist will take over the world. So after the financial collapse, there's going to be the rise of the Antichrist, and that's another prophecy fulfilled. What's next? It's prophesied in Matthew 24:15 that Jesus says that the abomination shall be placed in the holy place. Holy place, we read in Ezekiel 41:4, it's only the temple in Jerusalem. So a temple must be rebuilt. Are they trying to? Absolutely. They are pushing like crazy to build a temple. Another prophecy being fulfilled. Next what? Next, the Bible prophesied, Revelation 13, from verse 16, there shall be the mark of the beast, 666. Well, the world is ready and pushing for a new financial system. The Bible prophesied nobody can buy and sell without the mark of the beast. The world is pushing for a new financial system. The Pope is asking for a new financial system. Now they invented the microchip. That would be a perfect mark of the beast. So the technology is here. We see like in Luke 17:28 that Jesus said it shall be like in the days of Lot. Now Lot lived in Sodom. So today homosexuality and sodomy is being very much advertised, even legally. Like in California, for example, now they have a new law enforcing homosexual teaching mandatorily to the schools. Christian protested, but the school said no, that's the law. So they're forcing children to look positive to homosexuality. All right, so Jesus said, like that, there's a lot. It's happening now. Homosexuality is taking over while Christianity is being persecuted. We see in 1 Timothy 4:3, they will be against marriage. It was prophesied. Now, in the world, you can see fulfilled the institution of marriage is being persecuted. The devil hates marriage. He wants homosexuals. We read in 2 Peter 2:1-4, that in the end time there was going to be money hungry preachers and teachers. You see that today in the most of Christianity, the Christian system is false, and they just want to make buildings, buy jets, nice cars, and make money, live in villa with swimming pools. Well, we need to look at the example of Jesus, who lived, slept under the trees. Even we don't need all this stuff. We need just the necessary. What else we have? In 2 Timothy 3:5, it talks about a cold religious system fulfilled. Just look around the churches today. There are very few churches that are really everybody's preaching the gospel, okay, but living the gospel, very, very few. In Matthew 24:12, it talks about the iniquity shall abound. That's another sign. Look at the world, iniquity everywhere, especially symbolized in the forsaking of the Ten Commandments in America, forsaking Christianity. They don't want to hear about God. God has been excommunicated from the European Community Constitution, etc. In Matthew 24:6, another sign. Jesus said, you shall hear of wars, rumors of wars, but look around, you can see wars everywhere, fulfilled. Next, Jesus said there will be earthquakes. Look around. There used to be big earthquakes every 500 years, then every 100 years. Just lately, in the years from 2000 to 2008, there was one major earthquake every 28 days in the world in 8 years. Only in the year 2009, there was one major earthquake every 26 days. In the year 2010, one major earthquake every 18 days. In half of 2011, one every 13 days.
Wow,
so
that's
fulfilled.
Serious.
Absolutely fulfilled. Jesus said that there'll be earthquake. There have always been earthquakes, but he said that the end time will be increased. One more sign fulfilled. Next, Jesus said in Matthew 24:7, there will be famines. Well, the UN is saying that six million children die of hunger every year. And another statistics like that. And what else? 1 Thessalonians 5:3, another sign being fulfilled. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them. The Antichrist is going to come into power, proclaiming, deceiving the world through peace, but then he's going to bring sudden destruction, sudden wars. And that's being fulfilled. The whole world wants peace now. Through peace, they even make wars everywhere. Next, in Luke 21:25, Jesus says there be distress of nations with perplexity, man's hearts failing them from fear. Stress is today one of the major causes for death. People are too stressed because they have too much money, they have to defend it, or other because they have too little, they have to get it. So the world is being brought into slavery through finances. What else? Matthew 24:7. Jesus said there'd be pestilences. Well, look at they think the world is progressing, but there are sickness increasing, AIDS and all kinds of other sickness. Purposely spread by the Antichrist. They want to depopulate the world. So they can keep their money instead of sharing it. What else? In 2 Peter 3:3-6, it says, they shall come scoffers, people making fun of. It says, in the last days, it says, they will deny, they will willfully forget. So that's atheism, okay? Willfully atheist. They will deny that the world which once existed perished, being flooded with water. They deny the Noah's flood, okay? Even though the remains of the Noah's ark have been found on Mount Ararat. All right, they took pictures and everything, but people today don't want the truth. They want whatever is convenient to their selfishness. What else? 1 Timothy 4:3, for another prophecy. In the end time, they will command to abstain from meat, food, which God created. All right, well, today they're pushing vegetarianism. The world corporations, they don't want cattle, they don't want people to eat meat, etc. It fulfilled. In what else? 2 Timothy 4:3-4, it says that the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrines, but they shall heap on themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away the ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Look at today. All right, today people are they don't want the truth, they don't want the gospel, they don't want they want Hollywood, they want TV, they want MTV, they want eat and drink and be merry, tomorrow we die. They change the Christian truth for Santa Claus, they change Christmas for Xmas, etc., etc. So the world, they don't want the real truth that will save them. They want fables, another prophecy fulfilled. Then it says, in the book of Daniel 12:4, it says that knowledge would increase. That's another sign. It says in the end time, knowledge shall be very much increased, fulfilled. Today, the world knowledge doubles every few months.
Does it talk about the world knowledge here, or what knowledge?
Yeah, it's like it says, you, Daniel, shut up the words. It says, seal the book until the time at the end. Many shall run to and fro. See, okay, the travel today is really increased, the travel. And knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12:4. Is evil over the world, of course. And another sign, Matthew 13:25-30, it talks about the tares being sown among the good wheat. That means, and then he says in this parable, this message, the Lord says, let it grow together. In the time of harvest, I will take the tares are cast into the fire. These are the children of the devil, it says in Matthew. In this passage in Matthew 13:25-30, and this is a prophecy about the hypocrites in the churches. Like you see, false Christianity and true Christianity, bad Philadelphia, bad Laodicea with good Philadelphia, mixed up, growing together, and the tares are choking the Christians who want to do something. So what, okay, I don't want to get into this. So anyway, fulfilled for the false Christianity. Next, Luke 21:26, which we talk about before, it's going to be a lot of fear in the world. The future will seem fearful. Jesus said, for the expectation, those things which are coming to the earth in the future. Well, the future, people are scared about death. They want to die. They try to prolong their life. They're scared to live. They're scared to die. They're just scared. Fear is the spirit of the devil. Faith is love is the spirit of God.
Amen.
What else? 2 Timothy 3:4 again. It says that men would have been lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Fulfilled. Today, humanity just wants materialism. They indebt themselves. Next, Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, the gospel, the Christian gospel, will be preached as a warning to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14. Okay, fulfilled. The gospel today is preached all over the world, if not by churches and pastors, then by traveling evangelists, if nothing else, through TV and radio. Never the gospel has been reached every jungle, every place in the world. 2 Timothy 3:2, another sign. It says that the young people would have become blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Fulfilled. The youth to the people today are one reason they're aborting the children. They don't know what to do with them because there is a false system. All right. So what's next? Jesus said in Matthew 24:9, he said, you shall be hated by all nations. Today, Christians are hated in many nations. Most of the nations of the world, Christians are hated. Even in so-called, parenthesis, hypocritical America and Europe, close parenthesis, the Christians are being discouraged, made fun of. Every movie from Hollywood makes fun of Christianity while they exalt homosexuality. Fulfilled. What else? Matthew 24:11-24, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. You can see false religions everywhere, false cults and false teachers everywhere, and you see very much false Christianity. Where? From the churches. And there is very little true Christianity around. Next, Daniel 9:27 talks about the Antichrist will make a covenant for 7 years. And then he will take over the world. Fulfilled. In 2007, Europe, which is where it comes from, okay, 2007 until Europe signed a covenant with Israel and a few other nations until 2013. They made a covenant for 7 years, but they made a smoke in your eyes name. They call it NP.
But you're saying it's fulfilled, the 7-year covenant?
European Neighborhood Partnership Instrument, NP, E-N-P-I, click on internet. Well, the last 7 years, they will begin where they build the temple. If you don't see the temple, you haven't begun. But they're talking about building the temple, and it will have to be renewed on the 1st of January 2014, this 7-year covenant. So it's already in action.
Doesn't it say that the Antichrist will make the covenant?
What?
Doesn't it say that the Antichrist will make the 7-year covenant?
Yes, but he hasn't come onto in power yet.
So how can the covenant be already existing?
The covenant is already in action. The 7-year covenant is already implemented. It will expire on 31 December 2013. Okay, but it's not the covenant of the Antichrist. It's a covenant which the Antichrist will confirm, okay, when he comes into power. I believe most probably he will confirm it when this expires, which is automatically expired the 1st of January 2014. Okay, because it says done in 927, he will confirm the covenant for 7 years.
You think he will renew the same covenant?
Yeah, it says done in 927, he says he will confirm the covenant for 7 years. So it means it was already implemented. Today there is a covenant, they call it NP. It's smoke in your eyes. The devil doesn't want you to doesn't use Bible terminologies, right? And so it was signed 2-7, expires 2-13 December. So we'll see what happens. But this is another sign fulfilled. Okay, next, the Revelation 16:12. This is another sign here. It talks about the Euphrates River. It's a river that is going to be dried up, Revelation 16. Well, now the Euphrates can be dried up at will. They can decide. Because in 1990, Turkey finished the Anatolia project of 22 dams. They can dry up the Euphrates whenever they want. So that's another big sign of fulfillment. Another sign, it's Zechariah 14, 2 to 5. What does it say? It says that when Jesus returns, the Mount of Olives will crack, and the Bible gives the exact directions. In 1967, American geophysical survey team analyzed the Mount of Olives, and they discovered that there is a geological fault line running from the Dead Sea behind the Mount of Olives, all the way to the Mediterranean. It's exactly the direction prophesied in the Bible, which says from east to west. And this is amazing. I mean, I think I count about 39, 40 signs until now. Are they enough for you to make you believe?
Wow. Well, it's amazing. It's incredible. So many world events are related to the Bible prophecies. Yeah. I mean, I have hundreds of questions to put now over these topics.
Well, we invite our friends to tune in and listen to the whole message.
Yes, we are actually making recordings, detailed teachings on each of these signs. So please tune in with our radiowithjesus.com so you can have an insight of each one of the signs.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Up with Jesus.
Amen.